You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Colts 4-5, the Jets 21-20, and this spread is 1.5 in favour of the Colts here, -1.5 at 10-11. The Jets +1.5 at 10-11. Gil, I find this a very difficult game to assess. The Indianapolis Colts are clearly the better team, but that is reflected in the spread, and they have more to play for as well. But Andrew Luck was missing in their defeat to the Steelers last weekend, and he is, at time of recording, still in concussion protocol. Did practice fully on Wednesday and is almost certain to play, Gil, but T.Y. Hilton exited in that loss against Pittsburgh. He's likely to return as well. We don't know the exact fitness or status of those two, and they are key for the Colts on offense. But how can you put the trust in the New York Jets and Ryan Fitzpatrick under center, Gil? I just found this a very, very difficult match to work out.
Yeah, and if it was a Sunday day game, we would never talk about this game, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of these games the NFL wishes it could flex out of. But we're stuck with a really bad Monday night game, the Colts and the Jets. And for all the reasons that you state, it's a very tough one to call. I mean, basically, the quick snapshot of this game is the defenses are terrible, right? Indianapolis, by some measures, by some advanced stats measures, have the single worst defense in the NFL. Certainly by Football Outsiders metrics, they have the single worst defense in the NFL. On the other hand, the Jets defense, from once having a very powerful front seven in recent years, they have the worst adjusted sack rate in the NFL and the sixth worst pass defense. According to Evie Better, who was just on my show yesterday, they're giving up 6.8 net yards per pass and a 49% success rate. Anytime you're giving up a 49% success rate, and you got a guy like Andrew Luck coming in, as it appears that he will be coming in and play in this game, that's not a very good thing for the Jets. Now, the Jets might be good versus the run, as witnessed last week versus New England, or at least, you know, credible versus the run. But when you're not stopping the pass against Andrew, and you're facing a guy like Andrew Luck, and by the way, Darrell Revis, Dave, a shell of what he used to be.
Yeah.
Right? Just not a great player anymore. And that's a kind statement that I just made. So you've got two really bad defenses, and, you know, you go from there. Then it's sort of, well, do you trust Andrew Luck more? Or do you trust Ryan Fitzpatrick more? Stanford versus Harvard, Dave. That's where these two guys went to school. So you have the most cerebral of all quarterback matchups in this game. I think you take the Colts in the end, given that proposition. But again, it's sort of a game where you're like, well, I could see anything happening, but you know, Andrew Luck has shown me enough where I think he comes through in a game like this.
Some New Yorkers, just to flip it away from Andrew Luck to Ryan Fitzpatrick momentarily, some New Yorkers are screaming for Bryce Petty to take over the reins under center, but Todd Bowles is sticking with Fitzpatrick. Petty did play once in that awful loss to the Rams in that abysmal game. I think it finished 9-7 in the end. My question to you is, Gil, when you're 3-8 and you've drafted Petty in the fourth round of the 2015 draft, you're 3-8. Why not just go with Petty? Why not just see what he can do if he gets an extended period in the team? Because he can't be much worse than Fitzpatrick, can he?
Well, I think the quick answer to your question is to why not Petty is because a guy like Todd Bowles is very aware of what his final record is going to be as head coach of this football team. He's cognizant of what the media will say about him. And ultimately, he's a human being. And that's what is driving this decision to still play Ryan Fitzpatrick. If there's a better reason than that, I don't know what it is. So you're absolutely right. Logically speaking, if you were really trying to figure out the best thing for the New York Jets franchise, find out what we really have here at backup quarterback, that would be the move, right? You would play a guy like Bryce Petty, but Todd Bowles doesn't want to end up 3-13. He doesn't want that on his resume. He wants to see how well the Jets can do here down the stretch, I guess, in terms of just their bottom line record. And as far as the fans are concerned, fans always love the backup quarterback as their favorite player on the team, always. especially when you have a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick who has led you to a 3-8 record. So I understand why the fans are clamoring for it. You're right. In a perfect world, it really should be Bryce Petty, but the reality we deal with, unless you're Bill Belichick, all these coaches are looking over their shoulder at what people are saying about them and what the media is going to say, what talk radio is going to say about them. So that's why the Jets are still trying to win football games.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.